Going deeper.
Did you know that the latest gadgets and luxuries might be doing you more harm than you realised? That's according to a Harvard Business School study. A Harvard researcher and one from London Business School did a paper on the psychological effects luxury goods can have on people. What would you expect the outcome to be? Well, the researchers split their group into two, luxury and non-luxury. The luxury group were primed with images of all kinds of expensive consumer goods, shoes, watches, that kind of thing, and the other group wasn't. Both groups then had to work through various scenarios that might come up if they were a CEO. The luxury group were significantly more likely than the non-luxury group to back production of a new car that would be a big polluter, to launch new software that had bugs, or market a video game that could incite violence. The second part of the study used a word association exercise, and in that one, it turned out that while the luxuries didn't necessarily make people nasty towards others, it did make them indifferent towards them. So when people were primed with luxury items, they were less likely to make ethical decisions and more likely to be self-interested. The researchers used the results to raise some important parallels. If being surrounded by luxuries affects our decision-making and cognitive skills, then the level of luxury of a meeting place might have an impact on the decisions made, like whether the meeting's in a fancy resort or just a simple conference room. Also, if there are limits put on mega-sized corporate bonuses, limos, corporate jets, and all those kinds of perks, there might actually be more responsible decisions made in big business. Is that what you guessed? That luxury would seem intrinsically linked to self-interest. But if it's true for the big-shot CEOs, then it's true for me too. Over 80% of people in the world don't live in a developed country. They live in places where more than a third of the population don't have enough to eat, and pregnancy and childbirth are still major killers. Even in our own nation, people are starving and homeless, addicted and abused. But the more luxurious our lives are, the less inclined we are to do much about those things. The bigger our TVs get, the more we immerse ourselves in fashion and gadgets and having the latest and greatest, the less likely we are to care about other people. It reminds me of a story Jesus told about a poor man called Lazarus and a rich man whose doorstep Lazarus lived on. The rich man was apparently super fashionable and liked to spend his days in luxury, while Lazarus lived on his scraps and made friends with the local dogs. Jesus goes on to say that both men died, and Lazarus was carried by angels to live in Abraham's lap in heaven, while the rich man went to hell, tormented. Abraham explained to the rich man that he had all the good things on earth, while Lazarus suffered, and after death, the tables had turned. God doesn't look on it favourably when we concern ourselves with our own luxury and ignore other people's need. Even business schools are seeing that there's a link between luxury and a lack of care for others, what Lazarus and the rich man have been showing us for centuries. It's certainly given me a lot to think about. How about you? I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.